The king hesitated. "It is not fitting for me to smite such a stout yeoman," he said. But Robin bade him smite on, and spare him not. So the king turned up his sleeve and gave Robin such a blow on the head that he lost his feet and rolled upon the ground. As the king struck this mighty blow, his hat fell back, so that Robin saw his face. "My lord, the king of England, now I know you well," cried he, and he fell on his knees, and all the outlaws with him. "Mercy, I ask, my lord the king, for all my brave foresters and me." "Mercy I grant, then," said the king, "and therefore I came hither to bid you and your men leave the greenwood and dwell in my court with me." "So shall it be," answered Robin. "I and my men will come to your court and see how we like your service." "Have you any green cloth," asked the king, "that you could sell to me?" Robin brought out 30 yards and more, and clad the king and his men in coats of Lincoln green. "Now we will all ride to Nottingham," said Robin. The people of Nottingham saw them coming and trembled as they watched the dark mass of Lincoln green drawing near over the fields. "I fear lest our king be slain," whispered one to another. "And if Robin Hood gets into the town, there is not one of us whose life is safe." And every man, woman, and child made ready to flee. The king laughed aloud when he saw their fright, and called them back. Right glad were they to hear his voice, and they feasted and made merry. A few days later, the king returned to London, and Robin dwelt in his court for 12 months. But his men, who had been born under the shadow of the forest, could not live amid streets and houses. One by one they slipped away, till only Little John and Will Scarlet were left. Then Robin himself grew homesick. At once he went to the king and begged for leave to go on a journey. "I may not say you nay," answered the king. 7 nights you may be gone and no more." Robin thanked him, and that evening set out for the greenwood.